This is Mary Schaefer again. It is November 9th, 2010. It's a Tuesday. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I'm talking to you today, again, about what it takes to reimagine work relationships. This is part two. And how I want to continue this is, remember where we left off is basically in the last several years, companies have adjusted to financial pressures by expecting more from their employees, particularly expecting them to manage their own careers and their own job security. I believe we've overshot the mark, even to the point where we weren't considering the downside for us as businesses and leaders of expecting that of employees. Not that I think we need to go back to being paternal, but I think we lost some things around perhaps objectifying employees more and seeing them as on their own rather than having more of a collaborative relationship. Now, no matter what kind of leader you are, whether it's in title or in influence, we all need to take responsibility for how our interactions at work impact each other. And impact each other and our organization effectiveness. I want to underline that. It's not just about being nice to each other, which for me, it's important for us to be respected, respect each other, and maintain each other's dignity. That doesn't mean not being firm and holding each other accountable. I think sometimes in the concern around getting business done, getting things done, we take certain actions that we think are just in the long term. It's not for the organization's effectiveness, particularly because we're not taking into account human nature. And I probably need a whole other series of boos around that because I have a lot to say about that. But we need to take how we deal with each other to another level and taking human nature into account, I'll say this much right now. It's sort of like not taking human nature into account. To me, it's not just bad leadership and it's not just about heart and being nice. It's also bad management because if you had a piece of equipment that needed oil, you wouldn't deny it oil just because it costs too much or the machine shouldn't want or need oil. You wouldn't deny a plant water just because, you know, you really shouldn't need that much water. How dare you need that much water? But we treat our human resources that way around their needs such as their, as if I'm not a human, our needs such as appreciation, belonging, contribution, and meaning at work. We need to take those things into consideration and deal with them more or it'll cost us more than we ever expected. And to me, it's given that the days of implying unconditional security for employees are over, as is the attitude that employers owe employees that, but we do have to attend what we still do owe each other and even expect and demand of each other. Part of it's about good management, good business, what you get out of treating people well, and also it's about just, to me, our society as a whole and how we treat each other at work really is a reflection in society, and I don't know whether it's a chicken or an egg or whatever, but there's a lot of parallels there. We all must take responsibility for accomplishing our work and at the same time respecting each other as human beings in a deeper way than ever before. And so this is taking me longer to talk about this than I expected. So there may be a part three coming along here around reimagining work relationships. I appreciate you joining me for part two. And again, you can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.